Another one bites the dustly.
Yeah, is that so?
Yes, in Pickens County.
Yeah.
A woman shoots an intruder who had just broken out of prison. David writes in an email to me at Tara@1063WORD.com. Tara, didn't the Pickens County woman who shot the intruder have a hockey puck? He wants to know. Could she not have just beamed him with a hockey puck?
No. No, that's... I realize that they're, you know, being facetious there, right. But that's the... showing absurdity through the use of absurdity here.
So. Right, exactly. Yeah, so here's what happened. The escape from the Pickens jail happened around 2:40 a.m. on Tuesday. It's Pickens County Prison. And so the two inmates take off. They're running. Two inmates named Dill and McLaughlin, they split up after their escape. One of them is picked up on Concord Church Road after a deputy spots him. Now, Pickens County Sheriff says, though, that the other one had other plans. Mr. McLaughlin was shot by the homeowner on Meese Mill Road after he broke into her house through a back door, Sheriff Clark said. He said the woman lived alone, had a concealed weapons permit, and that there was no indication that McLaughlin, the escaped inmate, knew the woman whose home he broke into on Tuesday. Investigators believe that McLaughlin had armed himself with a foot-long metal knife sharpening tool from the woman's property. So, I mean, this is a person who was going to do whatever it took to yes. not be caught. When McLaughlin, the inmate, broke into her back door, the woman shot him, took him out with a single shot to the head, boom, done. Pronounced dead on the way to Greenville Memorial Hospital. This is the part I like the best, though, from the sheriff, quote, "This lady saved her own life because she got trained on how to use a gun to protect herself." Mm-hmm. That's such a great different sort of line. I mean, I'm just so used to the law enforcement in Charlotte where they're always telling you, you know, hey, you don't want to buy one of those guns, you know, it'd be bad to have it in your house. You could have a domestic with it and shoot each other up one day. It's don't get one of those. Really different line we get from folks like Sheriff Clark and Sheriff Chuck Wright.
Yeah, well, we've got...
you save your own life. Go, please learn how to use it. Please get it. You could save your own life.
The sheriffs in the upstate of South Carolina, for the most part, understand the proper use of citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights. Period.
Yeah. And, listen, and you know, these guys, they're human. They go to the scenes when somebody didn't have a gun or somebody is hurt or killed. They don't want to see that kind of thing. They would much rather, if they're going to have to take a body away from somewhere, they'd much rather it be the assailant who broke into the house.
Exactly.
Because it's real bad when it's not, when it's an innocent person. And just real big contrast with, you know, with what we hear in a lot more bluer places.
Yeah. And there will be no long-term investigation here, I would say.
No.
But it's very quickly evident that as the sheriff was speaking out yesterday, talking about the evidence to show that, yeah, this was self-defense. There's really nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, exactly. So good for her, and it just goes to show you that anybody can do it, you know? And you're a woman who lives alone, you want to talk about feminism. That's the best equalizer man has ever invented.
And I realize this is still going to be a very traumatic event for this woman.
Yeah, and I feel terrible for her, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse if she did not take the steps to legally protect herself.
Much better he than she.
Yes, much, much, much better. I got to tell you, there's no better ever created on earth object of pure raw feminism and mm-hmm. equality than a gun in a woman's hands.
Yeah.
Because then it's all nice and equal.
Yeah, exactly.
The left claims they want it all nice and equal, but the thing that makes it the most equal, they don't want you to have.
Right.
So, good for her, and good for her keeping her head on her shoulder. Because I got to tell you, it would be terrifying to have to act. You know, it's one thing to practice on the range and go through the scenarios, but it's another to pick that gun up and have to actually confront a person. And you never know what you're going to do until you're live in that situation. Keep your head about you and be able
Nobody does.
Male
or
female. You can't possibly. And keep your head about you and to be able to take him out with one shot to the head. That's some cold steel grip right there. So, And, you know, I think it's great, too, in a way. I don't know if great is the right word, but I think it's good that the sheriffs are, you know, when it's whether it's Chuck Wright or Sheriff Clark has been, you know, they emphasize, listen, don't do this. Don't break into people's homes here. Don't do this.
Right.
You're going to get killed and I'm going to be fine with it.
Yes.
So just don't. Let's just not do this. Let's just all be law abiding here. So Again, this is just one of those cases. Lee, how often do you and I talk about it? I like to highlight these all the time. It's all these cases, and it's drip, 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 drip. I mean, one from Georgia, the sex offender broke into the single mom's home. She had her 12-year-old daughter hide in the closet and had to fight him off with a spoon till she could get to her gun. She killed him. Good for her.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The left never has an answer for the drip, 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 drip. There's so many of these small stories that, yes, it's terrible when a mass shooting happens. We all hate that. We don't want it to happen. But you have to weigh the other side, and they never do.
Well, also, when you have a constitutional right to possess
yes.
that weapon, period.
Yes.
Period. And, well, I'm not going to go off on that. I just...
By the way...
Restrictions we have on your Second Amendment rights are just ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. Yeah, a friend of mine has a great T-shirt that says, what does it say? Here's my shooting permit, and it's a copy of the
Constitution,
Second Amendment Bill of Rights.
Right.
This is all that, basically this is all that I need,
which
is
true. That's all that you should have to have, but, well, anyway.
New study along this line, U.S. ranks 64th on list of countries with mass shootings. Wait, what?
64th?
Yes. According to a study from Crime Prevention Research Center, shows the United States ranks 64th in the per capita shooting. In other words, when you take and measure all of the shootings, this is the methodology that they used for this. We take and measure all of the shootings that have happened everywhere around the world per population.
Right.
We rank 64th on list of the countries. This is between 1998 and 2015.
Gee, that's not exactly what the left-wing media wants us to believe, is it?
The study found that while the U.S. constitutes 4.6% of the world's population, it makes up less than 1.15% of the mass public shooters and less than 1.5% of their murders. CPRC used the study summary to explain, over the 18 years from 98 to 2015, our list contains 2,354 attacks and at least 4,880 shooters. Outside the United States, and 53 attacks and 57 shooters within our country, attacks in the U.S. are not only less frequent than in other countries, but they are also much less deadly on average. It added, out of the 97 countries where we have identified mass public shootings occurring, the United States ranks 64th in per capita frequency of these attacks and 65th in the murder rate. The study also notes the attacks in the U.S. are on the decline. Quote, there's been a much bigger increase over time in the number and severity of mass shootings in the rest of the world compared to the U.S. So that's how they did it.
Yeah. Once again, not exactly the way that the left and the Democrats want to portray it, is it?
No. And, part of it, the way they do this is how they count mass shootings. For instance, in June, they read the New York Times claimed at least 700 mass shootings over a 2-year time frame. In 2015, actress Rose McGowan claimed 355 in 2015 alone. But a University of Alabama researcher found a much lower figure, a total of 90 mass shootings in America from 1996 to 2012. And part of that depends on how you define it. Is it a guy who goes nuts at home and kills two family members? You count that as a mass shooting? Or is it, I think what Americans think of as a mass shooting, where you go to a public place and kill people you don't know?
Yeah, and indiscriminate shooting. That's
right.
That's more along the lines of what the great fear is, because it's, sad, however the circumstances. But, some of these domestic issues and things like that, that doesn't really equate to mass shootings with me. That's a different...
One of the most fascinating things that I ever wrote, I wrote by accident, is I went to the Mecklenburg County Library. They have an amazing archive there of all the newspapers that have been published in the Charlotte area going back about 130 years. And I went to look for something else entirely, and I was so fascinated, I ended up spending like 2 weeks just reading the newspaper, because it was not at all, this was back, at the period I read was 1890 to about 1905, and it was not anything like what we picture back then being. And one of the things that was most shocking was the disparity among sort of, more middle class or upper class people, all of whom had guns, and lower class people who could not afford a gun back then, because a gun would consume about a month's worth of your, earnings. And so it was very much an upper, a high end thing back then. But what was amazing was the absolute violence that was a part of everyday life in Charlotte back then. I mean, it was, I would dare say, worse than the headlines today. And these people who, and there's a lot of domestics, but then there were a lot of, in family brawls, but then there were a lot of disputes between neighbors. And the weapons of choice were axes, because everybody had an axe, had to split the firewood, right, to stay warm, and cook. Axes and forks and knives. Fork to the eye, man. You had to watch out for them. They were forking each other in the eye. Yeah. I mean, it was, and it was unbelievably violent. And it just goes to show you, listen, if there's no guns in people's houses, they're just going to go back to axes, forks, and knives. I mean, people are nuts.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be less nuts because they have a gun, you know, don't have a gun in the house.
Nuts will find a way.
Yeah. I just, I had this very sort of gentle view of what, my, you know, less violent view of what life must have been like back then. It wasn't that at all. Not even close. It was crazy violent. Listen, there's nothing new under the sun, folks. There really isn't. Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Matt in Easley. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Tara. Good morning.
Morning.
I agree that it's a good thing that this woman was equipped to defend herself, and I think that everybody should. I've got a gun. I think everybody should, and she did the right thing. But I think that a undiscussed part of this story is whether or not she should have had to. It seems like every 6 months, somebody's breaking out of the Pickens County stockade. And I wonder how our local jail compares to others in terms of its effectiveness in keeping people locked up that should be locked up, and whether improvements need to be made there.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I got to honestly say, I don't know the answer, Matt, but definitely something worth keeping our eye on. You're right. The woman should not have had to shoot the man in her home. It's a good point. All right. So you got to love justice for thee, but not justice for thee, but not for me, which is the way that it works at the Department of Injustice. And we've documented that extensively. It's also the way it works at the FBI. FBI agents can commit multiple federal crimes. They can take tickets, take bribes. They can help in exchange for the bribes, protect their sources from local police prosecution, all of which is illegal, and then just, you know, get a pat on the head and sent along the way. Don't even lose their job. Don't you go try that. Don't you even give the appearance of lying to them, though, or they will mess you up. Here we go again. The Office of the Inspector General. Inspector General's job within the Department of Injustice is to root out injustice and law breaking and punish it to keep them on the up and up. Listen to this. Once again, he's failed. On Tuesday, the Office of the Inspector General announced it had found that a senior DOJ official sexually harassed, retaliated against, and sexually assaulted multiple female subordinates. So what do you think the outcome there was? Indisputable that this happened. Pat on the head. Oh, you meant well. The DOJ declined to prosecute the male individual. Oh, and as always happens with criminals at the top of our Justice Department, you know, as opposed to the criminals, the real U.S. citizen criminals that they prosecute who actually get the full Monty, prosecution was not only declined, but the pervert will be able to allowed to retire with full benefits. They always ride off into the sun. It drives me nuts. These people, I mean, this is the job of our justice system. Let me just read this to you. Tell me. This is definitely more than Michael Flynn did. He got prosecuted and ruined financially, right? Definitely more than poor Jerome Corsi, who's going to end up in prison at the rate he's going. Definitely worse than what Manafort did. I mean, he didn't actually assault anybody. He's in solitary confinement. Top senior DOJ official sexually harassed, retaliated against, and sexually assaulted multiple female subordinates. DOJ not only declines to prosecute, they let him retire with full benefits. It's just outrageous. I mean, it's the lowest learner treatment. Yeah, break this law, that law, over there. You're at the top of the justice system. I mean, think about it. You spend your life putting people in prison. And yet when you break the law, oh, he didn't mean it, silly. The Office of the Inspector General concluded that the senior DOJ official's actions constituted ethical misconduct and legal misconduct. In other words, broke laws. Sexual harassment, sexual assault, all in violation of the law, federal regulations, and DOJ policy. He's not even fired. I need some CBD oil to calm me down. The male DOJ official will not be prosecuted, nor will they release his name. Oh, we're not even going to ruin him. Like we've ruined everyone associated with Trump. The male DOJ official will not be prosecuted, nor will they release his name. They're going to protect him. That's awesome. And he'll be able to retire with a full pension. Folks, the criminals are running our justice. This is like what you used to expect from the third world, but it's here. But it's here. Oh, by the way, all this happened under the Obama administration. So they take care of their own. Look, you want to grab a little butt here, commit a little assault over there. Look, as long as we're all Democrats here, we just keep it in the family. What a joke. What a joke. But then the media's all serious. Oh, John Michael Flynn here. Now that's a bad guy there talking to the Russians. Another day, another injustice in this country. I mean, I have to point watching this that I used to sit as a court reporter as a crime reporter in the courtroom and watch person after person after person put away for less. I don't think I could sit in a courtroom today without complete and total disgust and watch any average American put away, especially not for petty crimes. When the top in our system, the criminals at the top of our system, just get away with it again and again and again. Justice does not apply to them. See the problem, Lee, that the Democrats have?
What's that?
Senator Mazie Hieronimo explained this.
Okay.
Okay, the problem that the Democrats are having right now connecting with people is that they're so much smarter than everybody else.
So that's it. We're just too dumb to understand.
They're very smart, and they have a hard time breaking it down for dumb schleps like us.
Okay.
Yeah. And so if they could just, you know, speak slower, use words with fewer syllables, stuff like that. But it's very hard for them to do that.
Okay.
Because they're so smart. You know, they really got to bring it down a few levels.
They're just too smart for America's own good.
Yes, they are. She said that we really have a hard time. She said, speaking, you know, to people in a way they can understand, we have a hard time doing that. And one of the reasons was told to me at one of our retreats. If she's so smart, she ought to know. I mean, she's going to have to be told. We have a really hard time doing that. And one of the reasons was told to me at one of our retreats is that we Democrats know so much. That is true. Now we have to tell everyone how smart we are. So we have a tendency to be very left brain. Please keep telling everyone how smart you are.
How humble.
No, and you know, if you think about it, there might be something to this. Okay, they may be smart because I mean, in order to create deliberately to create a system that could take, you know, the U.S. healthcare system, and literally double the costs in only 4 years.
Yeah,
on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And get Americans to buy that, and then pull it up. I mean, I don't even know if the private sector could manage to double the cost. Of what came to be called Obamacare, used to be our insurance, in 4 years. I mean, they would really, I mean, 105% increase, according to the Health and Human Services Department, in cost. I mean, that you got to really actually be smart to do a thing like that. So, you know, maybe they're right.
Now, well, I mean, they've got to quit using big words like socialism and just talk about free stuff.
Free stuff.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
That's
STUF stuff.
Getting it down on our level.
So that we can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very helpful. I really appreciate when she does that. Texter writes, I now have a blood spot on my wall after that segment. Thanks. Oh, I got one too. We should compare them. Send me a picture. Texter writes, where did it go? New Pickens County Jail is under construction and scheduled to go live in April or May. Sheriff admits the current jail is insufficient for the current population and staffing levels. Texter writes, oh, I like this one. God made man and woman. Colt, Ruger, Glock, and S&W made him equal. Oh, boy, that is politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay. Texter writes, Tara, please read The Emperor Wears No Clothes by Jack Herrera. They mocked him, but every word came out. Every word became truth. It's an amazing plant that can. Oh, I think he's talking about. Wait, what? Marijuana? So you can make it into plastics and dynamite? I did not know.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Meanwhile, did you see this? I have meant to get to this. This is so good. Did you see this? Because everybody now is a victim, right? And if you search deeply enough within yourself, you too will realize how you are a victim.
Okay.
Okay. This man is suing Playboy. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yes. Because he is a victim. He's blind.
Okay.
And he wants to see. He wants Playboy to produce all of the Playboy product just for him.
Okay.
For the blind. And he feels discriminated against because they have not. The blind man is suing Playboy over the photos on its website.
Okay.
He says that because he's blind, the website is incompatible with his screen reading software. It's a class action lawsuit under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Does he want it in Braille or something?
I'm not touching that.
Oh, good one, Lee. Yeah, I guess so, pretty much. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't that also include pretty much every website that has pictures on it?
Yeah. Nixon said he's prevented from perusing the site's articles, his Reads articles, and they can't enjoy the centerfolds because the website lacks a text equivalent for every non-text element. He wants them to make him a touchable boob. That's what he wants. I'm going to break this down for you because you're not Democrat, so I'm going to have to spell it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for explaining that.
No problem. No problem. I help where I can.
Yeah.
Oh, the suit complained that Nixon, who has filed 47 lawsuits against various companies citing ADA violations, is also unable to purchase Playboy hoodies, jogger pants because of the incompatibility with his software.
I figured the ADA would come up.
Yes.
Which was signed into law, I believe, by President George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, well, he's not happy.
Okay.
And, you know.
I'm not going to be able to help you there.
Yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, in a further sign, people are crazy. This just cracked me up. Although I guess it's kind of sad. You know, it's like one of the things in life. Like Maisie Hieronymo would explain this to you because you're stupid. If you go on Tinder, right?
Right.
Don't go on Tinder. People are crazy there. Like, if you're looking for an upstanding date, like, don't do that right now. And usually the crazy people stories involve somebody being hit over the head or something, you know, equally bad, right? Tinder
exactly.
is a real trashy place. But this is the weirdest one so far, okay? A woman in England made the story of going on Tinder and going on a date with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Her once-in-a-lifetime Tinder date is going viral because, do you know what he did? He asked her to wear a black dress for the surprise first date. She's like, all right, that's a little risque, but I'll do it. When she showed up, the surprise was he was taking her to his grandmother's funeral.
Okay.
While she was there, she found out he'd recently broken up with his girlfriend and his family didn't know, and they were excited to meet her, so he brought this woman instead. She said she felt like she had to stay because the guy was holding her hand and crying. He was apparently very close to the grandma. And she felt weird ordering an Uber to a funeral home, so she made him take her home as soon as that was over.
Yeah.
No word on whether they're going on a second date. I don't know. I think I would skip that.
Wow. Sounds like that relationship is dead.
Yeah. You got me at wear a black dress, as in, no thanks, buddy. I'm moving on.
Well, what's wrong with a black dress?
Well, no, but if you don't know the guy and he asked you to wear a black dress, I don't know.
Yeah, that is
there's a
weird request
there.
For first date. Yeah.
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 Meanwhile, speaking of dating dangerously,
all right.
I just got to read this. Murder in Pennsylvania. This is dating violence, but not the kind you're used to. 300-pound woman in Pennsylvania just pleaded guilty to killing her 120-pound boyfriend back in March. Do you know how she did it?
Can't imagine.
She crushed him under her weight after an argument. She wouldn't get up and he couldn't breathe.
He had a crush on her, and she crushed him.
She literally crushed him.
Good grief.
Wendy checks in at over 300 pounds, and Kino was only 120, and she crushed him. Apparently, they had a bad argument because she was drunk, and she wanted to smoke crack, and he didn't. I mean, you can see the division there.
Well, there you go.
That's just always a problem in a relationship. And they wound up on the couch where she literally smothered him to death with her body.
Wow. What a way to go.
So, you know, don't make her mad if she's that much bigger than you, I guess. I don't know.
Well. Or just introduce her to the health dare.
I know. See, the health dare could have saved a
exactly.
life here, but it's
too late.
It's too late. This is one of my favorite things from today. I don't know why I like it so much. I just do. I like big studies that buck trends. I just think it's interesting. And one of the things people believe is that a husband and wife age, they, you know, they're more unhappy. You know, they're grouchy, don't like each other. Well, that's, you know, just tired of a life together. That's actually the opposite of what happens. According to this new study, They took a look, tracked couples for 13 years. They concluded people had their relationships actually improved in a marriage over time. Arguments are typical of the early and middle years of a marriage, when children and finances cause a lot of strain, but they're only temporary. Marriage actually gets happier over time. Couples argue less and laugh more as the years go by. Well, like, how many years are we talking? About 15 to 20. So you may have to wait a long time. But it'll eventually get better if you stick it out. Yeah. So they looked at about 15 years. They looked at about, 13-year period. So I think that's awesome. And I believe the fighting less part. I thought that was just my husband and I, but apparently it's everybody. And I love what Dale wrote on my Facebook page when I posted this. Maybe like in my marriage, we begin to understand the other person and appreciate who they really are, not who we wanted them to be. Yeah. Kind of cool. Of course, Aaron writes, also on my Facebook page, men just give up and die inside. Maybe it's that. But hey, if you're laughing more, you can't be that dead, right? Oh, boy. So anyway, yeah. Or maybe your will to fight is crushed and you just give up, right? You just give up and embrace the happiness because what other choice do you have? Texter writes, this is so awful. About the 300-plus pound girlfriend who was just sentenced for third-degree homicide. She crushed her 120-pound boyfriend beneath her weight because he made her mad. They were having a fight. Texter writes, Tara, everybody knows you don't date a 300-pound crack smoker. The guy asked for it. Well. Texter writes, Tara, that article about the blind man reminds me of your scene from Mel Brooks' Robin Hood, Men in Tights film, where Robin something, his blind servant, Blinken, Fines? Oh, I think that's what it means, Fines. His blind servant, Blinken, reading a Playboy magazine made of carved woodcuts. I think that's what this guy wants Playboy to make him. He says he can't enjoy the centerfold. This is suing. It's not fair because he's blind. They want him to, he wants them to fix it. Oh, boy. All right. Oh, boy. Texter writes, sounds like he had crack after all. All right, we're moving on here. Texter writes, Tara, you said you're willing to help any way you can. I mean, this is the perfect opportunity to step up and help this blind man. Folks, I swear, this is the most perverted audience. This is a bunch of pervs here in the upstate. I love you guys, but geez. Texter writes, there is a setting on Facebook that describes pictures. Katie text. Well, that's helpful. Texter writes, Tara, so what? The Playboy is going to send the models to his house so he can see them with his hands? I don't know how you fix this. Texter writes, oh, about the left. Yeah, Maisie Hieronymo. Senator Maisie Hieronymo explains, the reason the left has trouble connecting with people is they're so much smarter than everybody else. And they just need to really bring it down, you know, to our level. Texter writes, it's not that they are so smart. It's that they know so much that isn't true. Ronald Reagan said that. Texter writes, Tara, great lady in Pickens, great ending. A home invasion in Gaffney ended badly just a couple of days ago. An innocent woman was the one carried away in a body bag. What a contrast. Which story do you want to be yours? So says Alan in Spartanburg.
You know, Hieronymo sounds like something you yell when you jump out of a plane.
Yeah. Her real name is Hirono. But I like Hieronymo so much better.
So do I.
It just sort of captures the essence of who she is. Just listen to her for a few minutes in person. You'll see what I'm talking about. She's very Hieronymo. She was the one who explained that all men are wannabe rapists anyway, so none of them should be believed. You know? So that was the kind of thing somebody last named of Hieronymo, like Geronimo, would say, you know?
Tell that to the guy who got crushed by a 300-pound woman.
I know! Really? I guess, you know what, Chris? Even though she crushed him, she deserves to be believed. I don't know. I just read the news. I don't pretend to understand it. Texter writes, can deaf people sue producers of audiobooks? I don't see why not. I mean, what the heck? We got, it's just one of my favorite stories this week, too. I mean, we got a guy now in Washington State. Did you hear this earlier? Oh, I love this. We got a guy now in Washington State. He goes and takes one of those, like, ancestry tests, right? He's an insurance company owner. And he's a very white guy. I mean, look at him. He is totally pasty, right? I mean, nobody mistake him for a minority. But he finds out that he's only 90% white. He's 6% black and 4% Indian. And so he's like, well, dude, I know. And so he decides he's going to apply for those, you know, minority set-aside contracts for the state. Well, state's like, we're not giving them to you. And he's like, oh, yes, you are. Here's my DNA test. I'm a minority. And he points out, he and his lawyer point out, hey, listen, you don't have a racial purity test. It doesn't, there's nowhere in your rules that says you have to be, you know, 12% or 15 or whatever. And so they initially rewarded it to him, but then they yanked it back. So now he's suing them. And he went and had his birth certificate changed to say that he is black and Indian because that's how he now identifies. And he feels he's entitled to the state contracts. And the best part of all is that the Ninth Circus has to rule on this. See, so are they going to say, well, you know, you can't identify if you're 90% white? Or are they going to go, I don't know how they do this. They're going to have to tie themselves in knots. Texter writes, WTH, Tara, don't make her mad? ? If a 120-pound woman had been crushed and killed by a 300-pound man, would you say she shouldn't have made him mad? No, it wasn't me. I was just looking at the situation through Senator Mazie Hieronymo's eyes. Don't blame me. I mean, I'm just applying the liberal standard. Listen, in cases like this, it is always best to call the Democrat Party headquarters and have them tell you what to think, because they are, as I have explained to you exhaustively, smarter than you are. They even say so. So let's just don't get mad at me. Call them. Ask them what Mazie Hieronymo would do. Yeah. And by the way, you would not want Mazie sitting on you. You would not want that. You might not survive it. Texter writes, if the Playboy models are being sent out, then I'm blind too. Why not? Hey, by the California, Washington State standard, you only need to be like 10% blind, right? To identify as blind. So why not? At least for now, anyway, till the final court ruling. Texterized Tara, it sounds like the guy died from real Candy Crush. All right, we're done with this. We're finished.